Hello and welcome. This is Aratima. I'm excited to welcome you to this short and concise and yet very complete course in psychic study, awakening, and steps towards enlightenment that's being offered here in this manner of self-study. Now, psychic study, awakening, and enlightenment are big words, and it probably sounds impossible that this little course would include solutions to such big words. But in fact, life is actually quite simple. The basic tenets that worked for me and have worked for others are included here. What do you do with it, how you perceive the information contained here, verbally and energetically, will also depend on you. They may remain only pointers, or you digest the material, apply it sincerely, and allow yourself to transform towards true happiness. I will be using an easy-to-understand language. My intention here is to demystify and to declutter the process or the understanding of the process towards the awakened reality. We live in a time which is open and transparent and where most spiritual knowledge is out of hiding and available to everybody. But that doesn't make it any easier. In fact, from my observation, it looks as there's a lot more confusion, misunderstandings now than ever. We encounter tremendous amounts of clutter and fillers, distractions really, and I see many people looking here and there and not clear about the most basic steps. So in this self-study course, I'm making an effort to give you the skeleton view, the basic foundation, so that you can get a clearer view on the process of finding the happiness and the bliss you're looking for. And if you put the work in, it's not really that difficult. The course is structured in 10 modules, of which you move through one module per month. After 5 months, you take a month break. During your off month, you have time to go over classes and listen again and again to deepen your understanding, as you will hear new things from the ever-evolving new points of perspective you will have. Each module contains 3 kinds of recordings. First, you have the teaching classes with energetic transmissions of the topic. Secondly, you will find healing MP3s that contain pure healing processes. And thirdly, you will find the work study MP3s. Now, those are the most important ones. They are the part of the training that ground, redirect, and awaken and train you into a better, newer, more awake, and more powerful version of yourself. So each month has teaching, healing, and work audio lessons. Can you go slower than one module a month? Yes, absolutely. If you need to extend the training, please do. Just make sure you stay connected to the process so you don't let yourself be swept away by your patterns and find yourself again embroiled in the old dramas of life. It behooves you to stay alert and stick it out to the end. I highly recommend it. It's really worthwhile. Let's have an overview of the process that I offer here. You may have had training in some areas already. I invite you to come here with a beginner's mind. Allow yourself to see things in a new light, and you will see how much deeper the information will go for you. First, we have to awaken to awareness itself, an awareness that can stand alone without being tied to a thought. Some of you can already do this, but whenever life comes at you with a real problem, you fall for it, and your awareness is lost. It, or rather you as awareness, cannot stand alone, yet, under pressure. So we have to make this first step very solid. So first we want to shift from the dualistic paradigm of right versus wrong, the you versus me, the realm of automatic thinking, to the paradigm of flow, and then to space, and ultimately beyond the paradigm of space into the clear light of existence, eternity itself. Take it as far or as close as you like. The map is these modules, and you can always go back to them even years from now. The law of truth is eternal and never changes. Mental awareness is the first training step. Once that's somewhat solid, we can go to the next step, which is emotional freedom. learning to refrain from emotional identification, and lastly, body identification, which is composed of the language of sensations. Sensations such as pain are so easy to get stuck on. And at some point in your life, you certainly are at this point now that you are here, you begin to recognize that your being is fragmented. We experience this by the differing directions one's mind is pointing to. There's a lot of this or that, worrying choices, etc. Really not the sense of oneness, of wholeness that you truly are. You don't experience your seamless perfection, and this causes suffering. The next step is to work with the emotions more directly, the heart and the psychic realm. We will make sure you receive clear directions so you can go further and utilize this part of you in the way it is meant to. Healing the heart is another fundamental piece of the training. Next come the power modules, which are often either ignored or misunderstood. We will need power to handle life in general, or if you want to go further and wake up. Love is often a preferred path and should be treaded first. Yet, most modern people in the West, in my experience, are not suited for this practice. So we need to work with energies and understand how to work with spiritual power in a safe and fearless way. The last modules enter deep into the realm of pure light. You can take it as close or as far as suits you. Of course, the information given here are the basic tools, and once you move through the course, you will find that your nature will often make you go back a few steps and redo a module. No course can really mimic real life perfectly, so I invite you to move through the course, do the exercises, and then reassess after 12 months where you are at, and cycle through the course in your own order. In order to awaken to the true capacities of the mind, the heart, and the body, we need to allow for something already real and existing to enter, to alter, and to recondition the perception of who we are. This thing that enters and alters is truth, eternity, God, source, universe, grace, whatever you may call it. But we have to open ourselves to this greater intelligence, and you probably already have done it as you are here now. But I invite you to go further with it. Expand this faith and trust when you need it most. Also, an inner investigation, a listening, and responding must come about to basically train the personality. We have to become perceivers first instead of doers. And this then can open doors to what the soul actually already knows and feels to be true. Essentially, we are embarking on the ancient road of union with the truth that you are, and in accordance with the meaning of the word yoga, yoking yourself to something greater, the seemingly separate and meaningless parts of yourselves become unified into a vision of oneness. So you are invited to listen with your whole being and re-listen over and over again, absorbing meaning and, most importantly, bathing in pure consciousness. Eternity itself, that is your true nature. Thank you.